मामु फे चभू नार जन्मा धूकलायम शाश्वताम नाप्नवंति महात्मना समसरीं परमं गता। दी भागवत गीता लॉर्ड कृष्णा ही टेल्स अस द क्वालिटीज ऑफ दोज ग्रेट महात्मास, the great souls, that they make their only goal the spiritual world. They do not aspire after the pleasures of this world, which is a miserable place because of its temporary existence. You see, this material world is created by the Lord in such a way that all of our attempts for happiness are inevitably guaranteed to be frustrated. The United States of America is considered by people of all the world to be the most advanced, the wealthiest, and the securest country on earth. Of all the cities in the United States of America, the most popular place of tourism is San Francisco. More people go to this city than any other city in America to try to have a chance to find some entertainment and happiness in life. So in one sense, San Francisco is the most progressive and advanced city in America, the most advanced city in the most advanced country in the world, where people are truly looking for happiness. Yesterday, beyond any arrangements of man, there happened to be an earthquake, whereas 15 seconds of material energy trembling, and hundreds of people were immediately killed, thousands were injured, and millions of dollars worth of property was destroyed. This is just a tiny little speck of an example of how material nature could foil, could frustrate all of our attempts for happiness, despite our endeavor to enjoy.
$100 करोड़ का वहां पर लोगों का नुकसान हुआ।
Krishna has designed this material existence so that for those who are sincere and wise, at every moment there's a lesson to be learned on what is the true value of life. Prahlad Maharaj, he declared that this world is Maya Sukhaya, that under the influence of Maya, everyone is working so hard, exhausting the most valuable energy of human life, which is so rarely obtained, to seek out happiness through the senses and their objects. But everywhere around, a person can see that it does not work. It is destined for frustration, no matter how great and powerful you may be. Material nature will overcome you. When I was young, a young boy in the grade school, the person of my country, the United States, who was put on the highest pedestal of success was Mr. John F. Kennedy. He was young. He was very, very handsome. Personally, as far as men go, I don't know what is handsome and what is not handsome. But everyone thought that he was handsome. Every woman thought he was the ideal handsome man. He had a beautiful wife. He had two lovely children, best of health. He was worth millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. He had millions and millions of dollars of estates all over the world. He was in the military service in the Navy. He was highly decorated with medals and wonderful awards. So he was famous for his bravery. He had the highest position on earth. He was the president of the most powerful nation, the United States. He had the most powerful armies under his command. He had the most deadly bombs under his command. He had the Secret Service, the CIA, the CID, the FBI, all under his command. And he was the only American president in recent history that everyone in America loved. He was popular. He had popularity, youth, health, strength, wealth, influence, power, more than any man on earth could conceive. And everyone was thinking he had it made. How much we would like to be like him. But one day, while taking an automobile ride through Dallas, Texas, waving with a big smile on his face to all of his lovers and worshipers, and fans. A little piece of lead, 1/4 the size of your finger, entered into his head. And all the millions of soldiers in the U.S. Army could not save him. All the nuclear missiles and powerful bombs that he had the button to push to set them off could not save him. All of his hundreds of millions of dollars, all of his millions and millions of American people who loved him and adored him, what to speak of his own wife and family, they could do nothing to save him from this little one-inch piece of lead that entered into his brain. And due to that, he lost everything. Within a few seconds, everything was stripped away from him, and his soul was left naked. You see, we come to this world naked, without any possession. And we must leave this world naked, without any possession. And that is the fact of life. In the Bible, Lord Jesus Christ said, "This world is a bridge. Cross over it, but build no house upon it." The purpose of this world is a bridge to cross over the ocean of suffering and attain that immortal land of the spiritual world. But in this age of Kali Yuga, people are so much possessed by ignorance that they spend every last drop of their human energy simply to try to find happiness in this world of pain.
का सच्चाई है और बाइबल ने इसके बारे में बताया है कि जो मनुष्य जीवन है ये वास्तव में हमारे को ये समुद्र है जन्म मृत्यु का, इसको पार करने का ये अवसर है, ये ब्रिज है। और लेकिन मूर्खता के कारण हम लोग सब इसमें खोज रहे हैं इस दुनिया के अंदर कि हम इस ब्रिज के ऊपर खड़े होकर के अपना मकान बना करके ऐसे आराम से रह सकें।
There is a story of a man who was suffering due to leprosy. He had a very chaste and faithful wife. She was not very attractive, but she was a very religious woman. She would take her husband to the river every day to help him bathe, because due to his physical ailment, it was very difficult for him to even bathe his own body. So one day, while she was bathing him, a very, very beautiful prostitute, a very high society woman, she was also bathing in that river. And he became very attracted to her. So his wife saw like this, and when they went home, his mind was very much disturbed, very much disturbed. So his wife, whose only desire was to make him happy, she said to him, "What is the problem? Why you are so unhappy in mind? It appears there is no rest or peace in your heart." He said, "I have become very much attracted to this young woman that I saw today." His wife said, "Oh, do you really want this woman?" He said, "Yes." So the wife, she had very little money. She could not afford to pay the price for this prostitute. So she became the maid servant of this prostitute. And every day, the house of prostitution, she would clean the whole house. She would make everything immaculate clean. Any menial services that had to be done, she would immediately do it. So at last it came to the attention of this prostitute, this beautiful young woman. After many, many months, and she recognized the wife of the leper, that "You are doing so much service, pleasing us in every regard, and you've never asked any payment, you've never asked any favor, you have certainly won our affection. There must be something you want. What can we do for you?" The lady said, "My husband, he is very much attracted to you. Will you kindly make him happy?" So the prostitute said, "Yes, you both come for dinner tonight at my house." So when the wife told her husband, he was very much happy, thinking, the goal of my life, the happiness I've always been waiting for, tonight will be fulfilled. So they sat down at the dinner table, and she prepared two cuisines. On one side, there was a very, very opulent-looking dinner. All the plates were made out of gold and silver. Just to look at it appeared like it was the food for a king. the finest china inlaid with jewels, gold, silver. It was dazzling for the eyes to see. But in those preparations, in those vessels, was all food which was prepared from meat and fish and eggs. On the other side of the table, there was a simple banana leaf with nice prasad. Nice vegetarian prasad. Now, this leper happened to be a Brahmin by birth. She said to him, "Now you choose which meal you want." So naturally, being a Brahmin, he was inclined toward the nice prasad and a simple banana leaf. And as he was enjoying the prasad, she said, "You see, don't you understand the lesson I've just taught you? Although this is the most attractive, beautiful sense-stimulating vessels, what is in it is abominable. And although on the other side, the banana leaf is the simplest thing you find in the street, what is on it is truly nourishing. It is prasad. It is God's gift." One food is in the mode of ignorance, although it looks very attractive. The other food is in the mode of goodness. In fact, it is spiritual, unlike those golden, silver, jeweled, inlaid dishes. And your wife is like this banana leaf. Although she is very plain and simple, because she is a religious woman, because she has faith in God, because she loves you and will do anything for you, therefore, within her, it is like prasad. "Although I am very beautiful, I dress with the finest jewels, I have the most luscious looking body, within me you will only find the modes of passion and ignorance." And when the leper heard this, this Brahmin leper, he became enlightened. He bowed to this prostitute and said, "You are my guru. You have completely detached me from the attractions of this world. Now, with your permission, I will leave this house and live my life exclusively in pursuit of the treasures of the soul, in the service of God." This material world is constantly trying to attract us to the glitters which promise enjoyment. But a wise man knows that within this glitter of material nature is only the substance of suffering, frustration, and death. Krishna says in Gita, what tastes like nectar in the beginning tastes like poison in the end, and what tastes like poison in the beginning tastes like nectar in the end. I know that there are millions and millions and millions of people in India who are just dying to become residents of the United States of America. Why? Because of the promise of material prosperity, economic development, and incredible sense enjoyment that just is not available in this country. I have never, in all my years in this world, met a single American that ever wanted to become a resident of India for material sense enjoyment. Have you? Huh? the only type of people from America that want to become residents of India are those who want to renounce this material world and become spiritually advanced. People come to India because of its spiritual culture. Nobody comes to India because of its material prosperity. Huh? India has the greatest wealth, the greatest treasure. Today it's laying on a banana tree leaf. Very simple. But unfortunately, the foolish people of India, the majority, is throwing this banyan tree leaf into the gutter with all this wonderful prasad on it to chase after the gold and silver inlaid dishes of abominable foodstuffs which is available in the West. Huh? Our spiritual master has said that in America, the civilization is a civilization of crows. Huh? Do you know what the job of a crow is? Do you ever see the crow going to the flowers and sucking the honey out? Huh? Do you ever see a crow going to a nice lake and associating with the lotus flowers and tasting the sweetness of the nectar within? Crows are very fond of garbage. They love to eat garbage. And their favorite garbage, I used to watch crows in my days as a student. I was a student of life. Crows love to pick the worms and the flies out of stool and eat these juicy little delicacies. Huh? Whenever you find a garbage dump, you will find a pilgrimage of crows. Our Guru Maharaj used to say that the Western world, everyone is like a crow trying to eat the garbage of material sense enjoyment. Why is it called garbage? Prahlad Maharaj described, Puna Punas Charavata Charavananam. We have tried to chew the enjoyment of sense gratification birth after birth after birth. And still we're trying to chew that which has already been chewed and chewed and chewed and chewed. There's nothing left, but we're trying to get a few more drops out. Ah, but he said, but the Indians, when they come to America, they are the most ambitious, enthusiastic, and dynamic of all the crows. Because they have not tasted the garbage yet. It's something very new. Something very delicious. The Americans, if you go to New York City, they're chewing the chewed, but they know it's useless. Huh? New York City's a very developed country. I mean, city. Everyone is cynical. They know the world is miserable. They know their whole civilization is useless, but somehow or other they're so attached that they just go on having illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and trying to make more and more and more money. There's tens and thousands of multimillionaires in New York, and every single one of them will tell you, I'm miserable, my money can't make me happy, but what else is there to do except try to make more and just try to squeeze some happiness out of this useless life? Huh? But the Indians? Ah, the new crows. Ah, money, prosperity, golden dishes. Ah, so nice. Let's enjoy. And they've thrown the banana tree leaf of prasad down the ditch. The most valuable, precious treasure of spiritual knowledge, which is the only means of happiness and peace, is being left behind. India is the wealthiest country in the world because of the depth and the realizations of the teachings of the great saints that throughout history have dwelled within this country. India could lead the world on the right path if the people of this nation would take their own heritage seriously. The heritage of India is spiritual. But unfortunately, all over the world, we are trying to find security in money, in popularity, in power, in influence, in health, in youth. But no matter how much we endeavor, the slightest change of circumstances and everything is frustrated. John F. Kennedy is an example of this. The hurricane last 2 weeks ago in South Carolina is another example of this. The earthquake in San Francisco is another example of this. The increase in AIDS, the increase in heart disease and cancer and suicide and drug addiction and alcoholism, which is raping America on all sides, is another example of this. Bhagavad Gita teaches that this material world is a miserable place, but the true treasure of eternal happiness is right within your own heart. And by following the guidance of the great saints, and by chanting the holy name of God, we can attain that priceless treasure of divine happiness in this life, in this world. That is the goal of life, and that is the sign of real intelligence, a man who strives for this. Let us not put our faith in the temporary, transient mirages of the desert of this material existence. Let us put our faith in the infinite ocean of transcendental mercy, the lotus feet of Krishna. We should know for certain that real happiness, real pleasure, real peace can only be found on the spiritual platform of life. And ultimately only disappointment can be found on the material platform of life. Let us make the priority of our life self-realization. Yoga. Yoga means to reconnect our heart, to reconnect our consciousness with the source of our consciousness, or Krishna. By associating with saintly persons, by hearing the transcendental subject matter of the teachings of God and the pastimes of God in his various incarnations. In fact, what business does the Lord have coming to this material world, which is a place of birth and death? He comes only to attract our minds back to him. That abode of peace, that abode of eternal happiness. The Lord has given us a simple message. He appears in the scripture. Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Godhead, has written the Vedas. And therein he has given us a simple formula by which we can awaken that infinite abode of peace that is hidden within our own hearts. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatya Ranjita. That simply by chanting the holy names of Lord Hari, one can attain the supreme benediction of eternal liberation in the loving service of the Lord. And the Lord Himself personally came in His most munificent incarnation in Kali Yuga as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And He has confirmed this divine message. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoy Sravanadi Sudichite Koriye Udoy. That simply by associating with saintly persons, following their example and their guidance in life, avoiding the association of sinful materialistic persons, and by regularly and sincerely chanting the holy names of God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, or whatever name of God your religion is drawing your heart toward. By simply accepting these principles, which can easily be adopted by any sincere human being, it is guaranteed that you will transcend the miseries of birth and death. You will find real shelter, real security, real happiness in the divine abode of God seated within your own heart. You do not have to change your external position in this world. You can be a housewife, you can be a mother, you can be a father, you can be a son or a daughter. As a businessman, as an executive, as a politician, as a lawyer, as a doctor, as an architect, or as a sweeper of the street. Or even the fastest growing occupation in America, being unemployed. Whatever your field of life is, you can perfect your existence by simply applying these principles. Associating with saintly persons and chanting the holy name of God. So let us make this the priority of our life. Let us never lose sight of the goal. The goal of human life is God realization. And let us share this precious treasure with those who we love. In fact, as you grow spiritually, you will learn how to love everyone and everything. And you will want to share this precious treasure with all the world. That is the real fulfillment of all the desires of your soul. Thank you very much.